This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Very excited to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Talk to our guy, Hondo Carpenter, covers the Raiders out in Las Vegas. Hondo, what's up, man? Thanks for making time for us.
The Rude Guy Hotline, come on. I'm not rude, at least I hope I'm not rude. What a great name for a hotline. I do these interviews all over the country, and that just instantly moved to the top of the hotline. Usually it's Frank and Frida's Tire Service. This is great, the Rude Guy Hotline. It's like, hey, here, open a beer and insult us. Let's go.
Sold. Just for clarification, it's the Rude Guest Hotline.
Okay. Well, that's even better. You filthy animals.
I love it, man.
Oh, man.
So, Hondo, let's start with, you know, we always talk about projections and kind of where teams are expected to go 1 year to the next. I don't think in any capacity can you project what the Raiders will be this fall based on the previous few seasons. Coaching change, quarterback change. I mean, everything has changed out there. What is the vibe for the Silver and Black and Raiders fans?
First of all, I have been doing this for decades, and I want to make something really clear because I'm not a Raider fan. I don't think you can cover a team and effectively and be a fan of that team. I'm not a hater either. I'm neutral on it. Obviously, I've got great friendships within the organization and friends with, you know, players and coaches and all of that. But if the Raiders offense had been arrested for being NFL quality last year, there would not have been enough evidence to convict them. And when you look at their number one wide receiver, Jacoby Myers, the most underrated player in the National Football League, he didn't drop one ball. You look at Brock Bowers. You look at Colton Miller, who, after healthy, one of the best left tackles in all the game, very underrated offensive line. They brought in Luke Getsy last year to run the offense, which was uglier than me in the shower. And since it's the Rude Guest, I can say it. And I mean, that's why I shower with the lights off. And then it was horrible. And then they never recovered. And so they bring in Pete Carroll, who is phenomenal. When you get to add a Hall of Fame coach, his presence, the things he's already instilled have been phenomenal. I've been doing this for decades, and there are few coaches whose presence commands something. And every one of these players knows who Pete is, and he commands it. And what I was literally just on a national interview before you called, and they were asking me what has stood out to me the most about Pete. And I said, he runs this organization, but not with a heavy hand. He's 73 years old, running around practice yesterday in the heat of Vegas, and he's helping big, humongous men up off the field when they're down. He's running everywhere, playing catch. And so Max Crosby, who I've known since his freshman year in college, and Max is not just a guy I cover, he's a great friend. And Max speaks his mind, and when you work as hard as he does, you've earned that right. And yesterday, a media member asked him about, you know, how different it is now compared to the past, and he stopped, and he goes, you know what? I'm not even thinking about the past. I just don't care. Mm-hmm. And so that's number one. Then you go add at the most important position, Geno Smith. Now, let me just say this. I don't think Geno's a top five quarterback. I don't think he's close. But I do think he's in that anywhere from 10 to 15 range. And now all of a sudden, Brock Bowers last year had an awesome year, best tight end in the game. And I can't tell you the number of times he caught the ball and fell to the ground because it was poorly thrown.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden now you have a guy that's going to throw people open, that all of a sudden your speedsters don't have to stop to catch a ball. And I, for example, they got Trey Tucker a few years ago out of Cincinnati, and the guy is, he's got speed to burn. And there were multiple plays last year he had everybody beat and then had to stop for the ball to get to him. By the time he did, there were three defenders and it got knocked down or broken up. And Geno Smith can make all the throws. Geno Smith is smart. He's not going to make stupid mistakes. Now, there's always some guy, and I know it's true even in the D.C. area because of all the morons in politics, there's some guy sitting in his mom's basement whose girlfriend's last name is Dot JPEG, who are going to point to, but Pro Football Focus talked about his interceptions. True. But when did he get his interception, moron? If he got him when the game was over and he had to take risk to try to win something.
Yep.
Geno Smith is an underrated quarterback. He's not Jaden Daniels. He's not Josh Allen. He's not Joe Burrow. He's not Patrick Mahomes. But I'll tell you what he is. He's a guy that's not going to beat you, who's ethereal, a great leader, all about the game. He's there early, stays late, helps young guys, helps old guys. A massive upgrade. Then they go and add Ashton Jeanty. I mean, this guy is the best. Now, listen, I had multiple GMs tell me, best running back in the draft since Saquon Barkley. Now, nobody said he was Saquon, but everybody said the best since. He comes in, this is a guy that can do absolutely everything. They're better there. They have a great draft. They go get Jack Besh out of LSU, that every NFL team I spoke to had a first-round grade on him, but because there are so many crappy drafting teams, he falls to the second. The Raiders never thought he would be there. Stole him. Then they go get, you know, an incredible wide receiver. I want you to think about this, gentlemen. Think about this one. They're able to go, and they nab a kid out of Tennessee. And this kid is 6'5", 6'5", and runs a flat 4.30 and Dante Thornton.
I love that kid in the draft process. Okay.
I loved him. Listen, one NFL general manager sent me a text when the Raiders pick him, and it starts with an F and ends with a K. And, I mean, he was just so ticked off. And so here's the whole deal. Just with Pete and just with Ashton, they're better. Then they go get Chip Kelly, an elite elite offensive coordinator. Not a good head coach. I don't think he's terrible. I just don't think he's good. And they go at him, the highest paid offensive coordinator. And then you keep Patrick Graham, who is one of the best defensive coordinators in all of football, should be a head coach. The fact that Patrick Graham is not a head coach in this league is the malfeasance of ignorant ownership. They have the best defensive line coach in Robbie Leonard. This is a much improved team just with Pete Carroll and Geno and keeping Patrick Graham.
Was Graham the Giants DC for a little while? Is that the Yale dude?
Yeah, and then get this one. So everyone says, well, he sucks because he was with the Giants. Well, you have a boss.
Yeah.
Hey, if your boss comes in tomorrow and says, all right, gentlemen, I want you to go ahead and talk about how the Commanders are going to win the Super Bowl because they are the softest team in the NFL, and you're like, what? They're not soft, you moron. but you still have a boss.
Well, dude, we saw the same thing here. Bobby Johnson was with the Giants. The entire offensive line got hurt. Everybody determined Bobby Johnson sucked. Dan Quinn hired him. He did an excellent job last year. He's a real teacher, a real developer, and he really knows how to help mobile quarterbacks. All of a sudden, people are like, man, OG Bobby Johnson knows what he's doing. He always knew what he was doing. Sometimes the personnel sucks.
Yeah, Patrick Graham was on a crappy team in the Giants with crappy leadership. And so, you know, when you hang out in an outhouse, you smell like it. But he's the real deal. That guy is legit. He was a finalist. Jags were going to hire him. He was in Jacksonville going to hire him. And then Liam Cohn calls and says, all right, I changed my mind. Since you got rid of your GM, I'll come. But this guy is a legitimate. He is the best. And the way he teaches, you should see him go after Max Crosby. And I'll never forget one time Michael Jordan talking about what he loved the most about being coached in Chicago was the fact he got pushed. Nobody treated him like he was Michael Jordan. And the same thing happened when he joined Phil in L.A. Mm-hmm. And you watch the way Patrick Graham and Robbie Leonard push Max Crosby, and it sends a message, hey, if we're willing to go after Max, we're coming after you. This is a better team that woefully underperformed last year, and those things are going to be corrected. I mean, at one point, guys, they were down 13 starters to injury. 13. Mm. Nobody talked. Now, on your show you do, because you guys have a legitimate, real show, and you're not just a bunch of people out there looking for clickbait. Mm-hmm. You guys know the game. You talk about it. It's why you guys are so popular in your area, because they understand. People know when they tune into you, I'm not listening to some moron in his basement giving an opinion by a tire company who sponsored him. I'm listening to real sports guys. That's why they love you. And people that know the game look at, okay, 13 starters injured, 13, and yet still had a very good defense. Not great, but good. Considering 9 starters were gone, you look at what happened on offense. There was a lot of reasons with this team last year why it failed. The Davante Adams was a joke, and luckily for them, they were able to get rid of him. How'd that work out for the Jets? But it just turns out this team is going to be better just because of the presence of Pete Carroll.
I've been saying the same thing. I think you get Carroll, and then he gets Geno, and Geno knows how to play quarterback in the NFL. To your point, maybe he's not a top 5, top 10 guy, but he's an NFL quarterback. They have not had that.
Totally.
We are talking with our friend Hondo Carpenter, covers the Raiders for SI. You can give him a follow at Hondo Carpenter. Hondo joins us famously via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV.
If it ain't rude, it ain't right.
That's correct. Hondo, I got to say,
I'm just going to tell all your listeners right now, if you go buy anything from a competitor of Rude, you just should get a bumper sticker that says, caution, driver is a moron. Those guys are as tough as they come.
I mean, you could cut a promo, Hondo. Hell yeah. Dude, I got to say, so the Commanders play the Raiders week 3, and, you know, when the schedule comes out, we all do our predictions and, like, talk about each game and what's important. And I've been stressing this is not the same Raiders team. Christian Wilkins was a dude I thought was a monster for the Dolphins. I don't know what happened last year, but that was a lost season almost from the break. I mean, what does this D-line look like with Crosby back and Wilkins? And I feel like that could be a really good group.
Well, first of all, Christian was injured. So that is why, you know, it was a huge blow. And then they lost their other starting defensive end who looked like an emerging superstar in Malcolm Kuntz 2 days before the season started. They lost and then they lost Crosby. So anyways, yeah, great point. Again, it's why your show rocks. When you look at this team, now I'm going to be very truthful about Jaden Daniels. I love everything about Jaden. So what I'm about to say, I want your listeners to hear before you comment. My biggest concern with him coming out of the draft that I heard from multiple NFL teams, he does not have the frame to play the way he plays for 17 games in the National Football League. And if he stays healthy, he's elite. And he's going to have to learn the balance of when is it worth the risk and when not. Mm-hmm. I had a general manager tell me if he can stay healthy for 3 years, he will rival Patrick Mahomes as the best quarterback in the draft. Mm-hmm. He said, I mean, in the NFL. This is before the draft. He said, the problem is the kid only knows one speed. And he goes, it's a testament to him. He plays like a linebacker, but he's got the body of a punter. And so when I say that, I'm not in any way calling him weak. He's just not that big of framed guy. I think Jaden Daniels is an elite player. And let me tell you, I don't know if you guys have met him or not. He's a super kid.
Oh, yeah.
What a wonderful human being. If you don't love Jaden Daniels, you are literally stupid enough to buy from someone other than Rude. But with that being said, that's my only concern with him. I expect if he's healthy, and I think he will be, I hope he's healthy. I want that kid to succeed. I don't think anybody's going in to your stadium and beating Washington this year. I think they are a team that's incredibly well coached. I think they are a team that's got a lot of really good talent. Your team has been built with a bunch of guys that aren't prima donnas, and it starts with Jaden. You go get a quarterback who can play the way he does. There is nothing arrogant about him.
He's
If you were to meet him outside of a football field, you'd think he was an accountant. You know, just because of his body frame, you wouldn't think, oh, that guy's a pro athlete. He's not the biggest guy. You would just think, oh, my gosh, I'd like my daughter to marry that accountant. He's just that kind of kid. And then you watch him on the field, and he becomes a demon-possessed machine.
Yes,
how do you not love him?
Yeah.
His
demeanor at end of games is simply incredible, and the way he's able to kind of turn it on and off is – like to turn on that demon when he puts the helmet on. It's remarkable.
I heard a great story about him you guys are going to love. So I don't remember if it was at the combine or where it was at, but during the draft process, he's just got on a flannel and a t-shirt, and he was at a McDonald's, and somebody felt bad for him. They thought he was, you know, all this poor, broke, poor kid, and wanted to buy him McDonald's. So they're like, hey, I'll buy your meal. And they bought a McDonald's, and everyone's like, do you know who that was? And the lady's like, no, I just felt bad for him. I've been a kid before. And they're like, okay. But he walks over to the lady and evidently left this lady an incredible tip, and just how thankful he was for her for doing it, and never said he was a football player. I have heard so many stories about him. I'll tell you a kid that I've heard the same amount about this year as Travis Hunter. It's just multiple stories about people. A guy told me, you're going to love this story. He's in the airport and all these people were around Jaden, and Jaden was visiting with everybody and signing every kid who wanted an autograph, to the point where he almost missed his plane. And the guy literally said to me, he goes, I'm a Philadelphia Eagle fan, and I went out and bought a Jaden jersey. Hmm. He goes, I absolutely love that kid. And I'll never forget him telling me the story. I was in an airplane flying to the owners' meetings, and he happened to be sitting next to me, and he says, you know who I really like? I said, who? And he goes, Jaden Daniels. I go, that doesn't surprise me. And he tells me this story. He goes, I never got a chance to talk to him. He goes, but I went out and bought that kid's jersey. He goes, I could not believe the way he was treating people. And he goes, and this guy's son went up to him, and his son had an Eagles jersey on. And, you know, he's walked up and goes, Jaden, can I have your autograph? He goes, sure. And he goes, man, I bet you love your Eagles. And he's like, yeah, we do. And he goes, well, Jalen's a great player. You couldn't have a better quarterback. And the guy's like, he's sitting there preaching to my son how great my team is, how great Jalen is. No, it wasn't competitive. And he goes, my son walked away. He's like, Dad, I still love the Eagles. But he goes, can I be a Commanders fan if I don't tell anybody? That's the kind of quarterback you guys have in Jaden Daniels.
It's going to be a fun year. Can't wait for week three when you guys come to town. Well, I'll introduce myself to you in the press box. It'll be fun.
Definitely.
You better, and I'm going to tell you one more time, if you don't buy from Rude, it's because you're a moron.
Thank you, Hondo.
Hey, Hondo, appreciate
the time, man.
Check us in the mail.
All right, thanks, everybody. I hope to talk to you again soon.
All right, brother.
Hondo Carpenter, Sports Illustrated, covers the Raiders, does a hell of a job. You can give him a follow at Hondo Carpenter, H-O-N-D-O Carpenter. That was a fun one. When we come back, got to check in on the golf. Plenty of football. Got to check in on the Nats. No game last night. And apparently, Chris Russell's turning purple.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Nobody go anywhere. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you missed any of our interview with Hondo Carpenter, trust me, man, you need to listen to that. That was a wild ride. Hondo's hell of a dude. Right now, though, we're going back to the Rude guest hotline. Rude is the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. This time, we're not going as far away as Vegas. We're just going to Bethesda, where our friend Garrett Johnson is at the Senior PGA Championship out at Congressional. Yo, let's start with the weather. What's the what's it like out there? Kind of drizzly? Is the rain about done? Are they able to play through it all?
Yeah, they're playing through it. Good morning, guys. Actually just ran into Brennan Little here, who's caddies for Gary Woodland full-time. He actually started his career with Gary in 2016 at this course. Remember the old Quicken Loans National Boys with Tigers event here?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's where it all started. So it's kind of crazy. He gets his chance. He said he told me this week, finally able to experience a tournament. And, you know, now he's in his mid-50s as a player, which is just ridiculous. But, yeah, just looking at conditions here, it's drying out. Like, sun's coming out a little bit, and they're playing through things.
How's the rough? Thick.
Gnarly. Talk to Paul Sankowski, great dude out here. He's a 55-year-old veteran. The Champs Tour, he told me, dude, this is Hulk Hogan kind of rough, all right? You feel like something's grabbing your club And I just love that these guys are at that point in their life, you know, JP and B. Mitch, they're just like, they don't give a you-know-what anymore. You know what I mean? They're just letting it fly. They're telling you what they think, and I think that's what's so refreshing about covering this tournament, and it's great to have them here.
I'm looking right now. Stuart Sink is 4-under through 14. Ernie Els is knocking at the door, 2-under through 11. Who did the Patty Harrington 1-under through 14? Who did the betting markets install as, like, the favorite for this thing? And are there people you like in this tournament?
Yeah, I mean, the betting markets, I am all over it when it comes to the majors, but my wife would kill me if I was on it for the senior majors and the senior events. But what I will say is that, listen, like, this course, as you guys know, there's a lot of local connection with Stuart Sink in the sense that he works with John Scott Rattan. So when talk about favorites, distance is huge out here, right? So favorites would be a Stuart Sink. That's one thing that John Scott told me a couple days ago by phone. He said, listen, distance is everything. And especially with wetter conditions, you know, we saw what Rory did in 2011 on the same course, but Stuart would be a favorite because of that. I did talk with Stuart about the course. Where's the biggest bite of the course? And he said that to him, lag putting is everything, right? You guys know the quadrants out here, how big these greens are. You're going to miss. It's a numbers game. You're going to miss on the wrong side of the pin, and you're going to have a 40, 50 footer. You're going to have to be two putting like crazy. So that was a big focus of their practice this week. The other favorite I would say was a long distance hitter. You mentioned Patrick Harrington. I spoke with him, and he said that he's been preparing for majors for what, 30 years. And for him, it's about cramming for a test. You know, you don't know. You take this on as a brand new course. You know what I mean? Like it's been changed, and he just looks at it as a test, and he just has to kind of have a peace of mind. By 6 o'clock, he tells his caddy Ronan, "All right, shut me down. We're closing this up." Because I mean, even on the range, he has to have Ronan tell him to step out of every range shot. Otherwise, he's just gonna hit ball after ball, 10 seconds apart, like all of us amateurs. So I think there's a relatability to Patrick, but I would pick with those two as kind of the favorites, in my opinion.
Do you, how about Ernie Els? Didn't he win the U.S. Open there way back?
97, yeah.
I think I was at that tournament.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
I mean,
how old are you, B. Mitch?
Man, I'm in my
late 40s.
56.
Yeah, no, Ernie's a good player, and I spoke with him as well this week, and I'm just curious. Obviously, a lot of local media were asking about the course, and he said he loves the design. He loves what they've done. I actually texted him and said, hey, check out this view of the downhill par three. And, you know, this is on, what, Saturday. And he's like, dude, where is this course at? I don't recognize it. So
Has he not been back since the redesign?
No. Well, he's been back, I think, in the early 2020. So remember, he was here for Tiger's event in 16, but he was here, I think, just before they did the redesign. Or it's just, you know, the renovation, if you will. But yeah, I mean, he loves what he sees, and I think for him, like, I asked him also, too, like, what have you overcome in your career? What are you most proud of what you've overcome in your career? And he said, bouncing back from close calls and majors. Tom Lehman's the same way. I spoke with him about this, too. You can't dwell in disappointment is what these guys are telling us now. Here they are in their mid-50s, early 60s. You just can't dwell in disappointment. I think there's a lot to learn from that. Like, they're still playing major championships, you know, at this level for them, and they're playing against the best guys they've been going at for 30, 35 years. So I think it's, you take a lot from the reflective comments you get from Ernie and also from Tom Lane. And there's just so much that these guys bring.
Not that it's a direct comparison, but like, you wonder what Karl Malone or Charles Barkley, like, you wonder what their careers are if MJ never exists. And for a guy like Ernie Els, and there's a bunch of guys in that era that were a little bit older than Tiger, but like in their prime when Tiger showed up at 22, just ready to kick everybody's ass. And you wonder what like Ernie's career looks like if Tiger wasn't around. And, you know, time goes on and is what it is. We're talking with our friend Garrett Johnson here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Garrett, what are the, like, Ernie famously has that like super just fluid, smooth swing. Is it still look the same with Ernie now that he's like, you know, on the senior tour and just a bit, life keeps going?
Yeah, to me it does. I mean, I've seen him at Richmond, you know, the Dominion Energy Classic every fall, and I see him out there and catch up with him. And yeah, he always talks about the 1, 2, and 3 in his swing, right? So like 1 is taking it back, 2 is coming down from the top, And then three is just holding your finish. And so he said just holding his finish is the critical thing, even at this age. But even on top of, like, the smooth and the rhythm that he goes for in his swing, he said that we're all chasing distance even now. Like, we see Harrington out here with ball speed numbers that are higher than most of us, and that kills me. You know what I mean? Like, he says he wants to keep up with Harrington, and it bothers him that someone else has a higher ball speed. So it's fascinating how they balance the rhythm of their swings, the timing and tempo, which they know they need, with the distance out here as well. Another note to have about Ernie, you said that Tiger, he was the guy probably that was hit most by Tiger in the Tiger era. There was one point where his dad went up to him and said, Ernie, dude, what's in late 90s, this Tiger guy, what's the big deal? You go out there and tell him how it's done. You're a big man. Go in his face and tell him how it's done. And he said, Dad, you don't know who the F we're dealing with.
That sounds right. Dude, in the minutes we've been talking here, Ernie has now moved to 3 under. So he must have just birdied 11, par 5 out there. I'm curious. I mean, the PGA Championship, they just played at Quail Hollow. I feel like they were probably playing that thing at like 7,700 or something. What do they play the senior PGA Championship at, yardage-wise?
Yeah, so I checked in on that this morning. So the actual yardage for today is 7,051, okay. I believe, or right one or two.
Where JP like to play at?
I mean, it's not that. Where we play, it's like 6,850 or something, which is crazy.
Yeah, so that's what it's at for today. And I think for the tournament, it's at like 7,150, right around there for the tournament. So it could go up and down. But that was one thing that Stuart Sink mentioned to me. I told him, hey, your coach thinks that it favors you to be out here. This is a course that with your distance should favor you. And he said, you know, it all depends on tee boxes and how they want to set this course up. I don't think that my distance is going to be a huge deal. You know, but these guys are so critical of themselves at the same time, too. You got to have to take their comments with a grain of salt. But, yeah, I mean, I think with his focus on lag putting, distance, control around the greens, I know around the greens is something I talked about with Jay Haas as well, 71-year-old. He was T5 here, you know, 1997, hasn't been on property in 28 years. But he said that he's found that you've got to have touch around these greens in this renovated course. And also, he has an excuse for 28 years of not being here. He's got 14 grandkids now. So, I mean, come
damn.
On. You can't give Jay Haas too much grief for that.
I find this pretty remarkable. B-Mitch, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
There are two dudes tied for fourth right now. They're 2 under through 8. I guess they're in the same group.
Okay.
One dude's name is Matt Gogel, G-O-G-E-L. He's an American. The other dude's name is Thomas Gogel, G-O-G-E-L-E. Now, the O in his name has the two little dots over it, so I don't know how the hell to pronounce that. That's just kind of a weird coincidence.
Let's put them together by names.
How do you pronounce that German dude's name, Garrett? Do you know?
Oh, boy. Yeah, you got me on that one. Not even gonna try.
I can't do much with umlauts. If you want more from Garrett, check out the Beyond the Clubhouse podcast. I mean, he gets access to some of the best people in golf. And I love how you always talk to the caddies and kind of tell their stories. It's been, you know, really neat week kind of following along with everything going on out there this week. Do you have a pick? Do you have a winner? Is it Sink, I guess?
Yeah, I guess I've been talking Sink up quite a bit in this chat. I'm just trying to think, man, when you talk to a bunch of different guys, you just kind of all blur at a certain point. But I don't know, Miguel Angel, the mechanic, is number one in the FedEx rankings, or excuse me, not FedEx, but wrong tour, Charles Schwab Cup rankings. And he's just a consistent player. And I think around, we know this course, guys, got a lot of bite, a lot of trouble areas. And I think with his iron play, and with his way with the fans, guys, I think he'd be a fan favorite there with a cigar at the end. Who wouldn't want to celebrate with Miguel Angel?
That dude looks like he enjoys himself.
Oh, he has a lot of fun.
He has world's most interesting man vibes.
Didn't he go to the Slammer for a little bit?
I thought that was Angel Cabrera.
Angel Cabrera, to the Slammer. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. I know somebody with Cabrera in their name.
There's your Slammer update. It's gonna be really fun to watch, dude. And I may be missing something, but because last weekend was the PGA Championship, I can't imagine the PGA Tour has an elevated event this week, right? Like, is it a relatively? This is probably the biggest show in golf for the weekend, or is there something I'm missing? There could be.
Yeah, no, this is it. They've got boy, where are they this week on tour? It's not an elevated event this week. I think Colonial? They're in Texas. Yeah, Colonial in Dallas. That's why we saw Scotty Scheffler at the hockey game last night. But yeah, so he's playing again already, but it's not elevated. What is elevated is next week they're in Memorial. And honestly, that's part of the reason I led this conversation off with Brendan Little, caddy for Gary Woodland. He said he fired Gary because he was going to caddy for him this week. That was going to be a big story. And he fired him, said, listen, man, you got to get into the Memorial because that's going to get you into the other signature events this year. You need to focus on you. You're fired. All right. We're still on good terms.
We're still friends, but I'm letting you go.
Yeah. I mean, he's running the show. All right. This is a Brendan Little show. Forget that Gary's won a U.S. Open. I mean, come on. He's older.
Well, dude, one thing that's interesting, because I remember Woodland was an Under Armour guy. At one point in time, and Brian, we know some of the people involved in this, Under Armour had signed just an incredible roster of young stud golfers, and a lot of them made their debut at the Tiger Tournament, or the Tiger Tournament was on their list because of its proximity to Baltimore and relationships with the folks that worked there, and I think Woody was definitely a part of that, right?
Oh, big time. Yeah, he's part of that crop of guys, and it's just fascinating, though. We talk about injuries, and he's a back injury that's been holding him off recently and kind of limiting him. It's fascinating what these golfers go through, you know what I mean? At one point, Gary Woodland was one of the big young athletes, right? He played basketball in college. He's one of the studs on tour. Now in his early 40s, like me and JP, like this guy, who knows what his career is from here on out, right? You know what I mean? He may just have two or three more good years and then have to shut it down.
Well, he also had, I mean, that, you know what his mean? Situation was terrifying with the brain tumor and, I mean, everything that happened.
Right.
Garrett, before we let you go, I got to ask one very important thing. Stuart Sink is a hell of a golfer. I'm not trying to take anything away from Stuart Sink, but he also has one of the world's most famous or perhaps infamous tan lines on his head with the hat tan line. Can you confirm or deny if that is still going on? And can you be our boots on the ground to investigate the Stuart Sink hat hairline, please?
Oh, boy. Well, I was here on Monday when he showed up with his wife, Lisa, and he did take his hat off for a minute. He had his travel, you know, travel bags over here by the front of the clubhouse, and he was moving things around. It looked like they just got here from the airport. He took it off for a minute, and yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, that's his thing. You got to stick to your strengths, though, right? Like, that's what we know Stewie has out here on tour.
I mean, hey, you got to protect yourself from the sun, and he's clearly doing it. I'm rooting for Stuart Sink to win because I do believe Sunday's supposed to be nice weather, and when he gets handed that trophy and takes his hat off to shake the hand of the commissioner of the PGA of America, what a look that will be. Garrett, thank you, dude. We'll be checking you out at Beyond the Clubhouse all week.
Appreciate it, guys. Good to catch up, man.
I agree. Be cool, brother.
All right, man. That's our friend Garrett Johnston. You can give him a follow at Beyond the Clubhouse, Beyond Clubhouse on X and Instagram. Does a really good job. He's at all these tournaments, man. Knows all the caddies, knows all the people involved.
Stuart Sink needs to go to a tanning bed.
Dog, it's a tough look. Lanville, can you tweet that out from the B. Mitchell Finley account and just say, this is who B. Mitchell Finley are rooting for this weekend in the senior PGA? Also, I didn't know this, B. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, to go to the tournament, I think you can get in the door for $60. It is free for kids under 14 and free to military.
Man, that's cool.
That's cool.
I like that.
And like, you're talking about guys with major wins. I mean, Patty Harrington won 2 U.S. Opens. Els, obviously, two.
Els won there.
Els has 4 majors. I think he won 2 U.S., 2 British. I mean, these dudes are the real deal. We're going to talk a little Nats baseball coming up at 12:30, but we got to at least discuss the legacy of Jim Irsay when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that's That is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Ruby Tuesday, who could hang a name on you? I don't consume a lot of Stephen A. and the yelling shows. We always have it on mute in the studio. Today might not have been a bad one to have to listen to him talk about the Knicks game.
Yeah.
There was sad news last night out of Indiana. Jim Irsay, relatively young, man, only 65 years old.
Yep. Had a rough life, though, dog.
Yeah, he lived hard, and he was honest and tried to help others. Jim Irsay was the owner of the Colts. NFL lifer, born and bred into it. Colts.
Did they say he caused the death?
If they have, I'm unaware of it.
I didn't see anything.
He'd been very unhealthy for a few years. He hasn't been seen publicly, I think, in over. He wasn't at these past owners' meetings. He hasn't been at owners' meetings in a while, and I don't think he was at the Super Bowl. Colts had some real success with Irsay. Story popped up that there was some debate over Ryan Leaf or Peyton Manning in that draft, and Irsay was steadfast that it was Peyton all along. He was proved correct. A lot of his former players really, really swear by him.
I know what's called him, loves him, Edrin.
Yeah.
He took care of his guys.
That's what you should do, man. You know? And, you know, not his legacy obviously had some complications. He battled addiction. He was open about it. You know, he had some public incidents as that addiction was unfolding. And I think for older folks in this area, they probably still have, I mean, you like to think people can let stuff go, but his father was, you know, the guy that moved them from Baltimore to Indianapolis in the middle of the night, the Colts. Did you ever interact with Irsay?
I met him a few times. He was cool.
Yeah, you know, I've met him and interviewed him a handful of times. There was that one kind of viral picture of him on the golf cart with me taking a photo of him.
Mm-hmm.
But by far, his biggest legacy for Burgundy and Gold fans, for people here, is that he was the first owner.
Well, like you said, some older people in this area that probably didn't like him, they love him because they're in this area. Farther up, the 95, they probably still dislike him.
But that was his father
they dislike the name.
But if you're a Burgundy and Gold fan, it's important to remember that Jim Irsay was the first NFL owner to come out and say the NFL needed to get rid of Dan Snyder. They had to consider voting.
And he said it
out.
Publicly.
He said it very publicly. I mean, that was a huge, huge moment in the eventual sale of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his willingness to speak the truth and take the arrows, if you will, was
critical in the transformation.
Once he spoke, others started to let stuff out.
I'll be very curious if the Colts, you know, eventually come up for sale. Ursay was survived by three daughters. His oldest daughter, I believe it's his oldest daughter. I could be wrong on that. But his daughter, I believe it's Carly Ursay Gordon, has been kind of the voting member of the Colts ownership at these owners' meetings for the last couple of years. And I think the intention is not to sell this team whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You know, things can change over time, but I wouldn't expect any sort of changes like that in the immediate seasons.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed like a pleasant man, a fun man. He was really philanthropic in the Indiana area and loved music, had like a crazy guitar collection.
Mm-hmm.
No ill words to say about Jim Irsay here, and I hope he and his family and all those impacted by this get what they need. And
condolences to the fam.
Indeed. Safe home, Jim. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.